我爱昆塔之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2018年9月8日，星期六。我们非常荣幸地邀请到了深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的 Satya Deva Prabhu 为我们继续讲述今天的圣典博加瓦坦早课。敬请聆听。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Good morning to all the devotees in China.
Hare Krishna. 中国所有的奉献者们，大家早晨好。
I imagine that you're all feeling a little boost in your Krishna consciousness after celebrating Janmashtami and Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja.
那我想像在大家庆祝了Krishna 的显现日 Janmashtami 以及 Srila Prabhupada 的显现日之后呢，大家在 Krishna 知觉中都又被注入了新的能量。
So let's continue our reading today with Srimad Bhagavatam.
那我们今天呢继续阅读我们要阅读的圣典博加瓦坛。
But first, as I will follow our tradition of chanting Jaya Radha Madhava.
首先呢，我们还是按照我们的传统那样，先来唱诵 Jaya Radha Madhava。
Jaya Radha Madhava.Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivana Dhari Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivana Dhari Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivana Dhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivana Dhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Nita Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol So we're reading, we're continuing reading the story of the history of the life of Ajamil.
我们继续阅读关于阿加缪的生平的故事。
And we're on text 51 today.
我们今天阅读的世界是第51世界。
Do you have that in front of you, Donna Kaylee?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. So I'll read the Sanskrit and we'll do the word for word in the translation and then I'll just have you read the purport in Chinese and I'll follow along silently in English.
Okay. 那我们呢先由顾来阅读梵文的诗节梵文部分然后我们一起来阅读字对字然后来阅读译文最后就是只读这个中文的要旨的部分。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tare Tat Shurasha Kalam Lingam Shakti Trayam Mahat Date Nusham Shmitim Pumsi Harsha Shoka Vayarti Dham Tat
Insu
Etat
这个
Shodashakalam
由16个部分组成的，分别是10个感官内心和5个感官对象。
Lingam
精微的躯体。
Shakti Trayam
3种物质属性的影响。
Mahat
无法克制的。
Date
给予。
Anusamshmitim
几乎是不断的轮回并更换不同种类的躯体。
Pumsi
像生物体。
Harsha
满心欢喜。
Shoka
悲伤。
Vaya
恐惧。
Arti
痛苦。
Dam
给什么什么的。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The subtle body is endowed with 16 parts, the 5 knowledge acquiring senses, the 5 working senses, the 5 objects of sense gratification, and the mind. This subtle body is an effect of the 3 modes of material nature. It is composed of insurmountably strong desires, and therefore it causes the living entity to transmigrate from one body to another in human life, animal life, and life as a demigod. When the living entity gets the body of a demigod, he is certainly very jubilant. When he gets a human body, he is always in lamentation. And when he gets the body of an animal, he is always afraid. In all conditions, however, he is actually miserable. His miserable condition is called Samshriti, or transmigration in material life.
译文：精微躯体由12个部分构成，即5个获取知识的感官，5个工作感官，5个感官享乐对象和内心。这个精微躯体是物质自然3重属性作用的结果，它由无法克制的强烈欲望构成。因此使生物在人类、动物和半神人等物体中从一个躯体轮回到另一个躯体，生物得到的半神人的躯体无疑满心欢喜，得到人类的躯体时总是很悲伤，得到动物的躯体时则始终感到恐惧，但事实上它在所有的情况中都是悲惨的，它的悲惨状况被称为是在物质生活中的轮回。要旨：这节诗中解释了物质由制约生活的总体实质，生物的第17种要素，一生复一生的独自挣扎。这种挣扎被称为物质受制约的生活 ，Samsriti。国家梵歌中说，物质自然的威力极其强大，无法克服。物质自然不断打扰在各种躯体中的生物， 但如果生物托庇于至尊人格守神，他就能像佛家梵歌中所证实的那样摆脱束缚。Mam eva ye prapadyante mayam etam taranite， 这样他的生命就成功了。
Thank you. Om Aginata Mirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmain Shri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchagalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Today's verse is being spoken by the Yama Dutas to the Vishnu Dutas.
今天这个诗节呢，是由 Yama Duta 向 Vishnu Duta 所讲述的。
And they have been speaking for quite a while now in our story.
在我们的这故事里面，他们已经聊了半天了。
And they are explaining in a very logical and scientific way how the soul has become conditioned by the material energy and is caught in the cycle of birth and death.
那他们呢就非常的科学性的以及很哲学性的就是非常逻辑性的给我们解释了。就是为什么这个受条件限制的灵魂它在一种非常痛苦的状态下在进行着轮回。
I think nowhere in any other literature, besides Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, do we find such a scientific, explanation and a detailed explanation of how the soul, the unit of consciousness, is captured by Maya.
可能除了圣典薄伽瓦坛以及薄伽梵歌之外，在任何其他的文献上，我们都没有办法如此科学性的去理解这个灵魂，或者说是这种意识的单元如何被 Maya 所钳制的。
And as we were mentioning last week, this description of the material energy and the spiritual energy is very much based on the Sankhya philosophy.
那就像我们上一周所提到的，就是这个物质的能量以及灵性的能量，它的这个描述呢是非常的基于 Sankhya 哲学，也就是数论哲学的。
And so is the Bhagavad Gita. It's very much Sankhya philosophy.
在薄伽梵歌里面也是给我们讲述了很多的 Sankhya 哲学数论哲学
So Sankhya literally means to count or to observe and analyze
Sankhya 的意思呢就是去数去观察去分析
And so we find in this verse a very detailed analysis of how the soul is captured in a subtle and gross bodyand is transmigrating from one body to the next.
所以说呢就在这些诗节里面我们就非常的细致的可以看到他给我们仔细的这个分析了就是这个灵魂它如何从一个就是它如何被钳制的然后从一个身体进入到另外一个身体里面。
And as this verse mentioned, sometimes,the living entity is in the body of an animal.
这边就讲到了这个生物体呢它有的时候呢就会进入到一个动物的躯体里面。
And that's the body of an animal, the primary experience for the animal is always a state of fear.
在动物躯体里面的这种感受，主要的感受就是恒常的不断的恐惧。
Yeah, animals aren't lamenting the past or actually even thinking too far ahead in the future.
动物呢，它其实是不会去悲伤过去，而且呢，它也不会为太远的将来去做打算的。
They're always looking over their shoulder for some predator that's coming to eat them.
他们总是在担心着，就是往就是从他的这个肩膀上往回看一看，是不是有什么这个比他更大的这个动物会来把他给吃了。
And they're always in a state of they're either ready to run away or ready to fight.
他们总是处在一个时刻准备着逃跑或者时刻准备着打架的状态。
Or the human being, the characteristic of the human being is lost in the mind.
那么这个人呢？人他所处在的这种状态，就是他总是会迷失在他的心意里面。
Always lamenting the past or worrying about the future.
那他总是在去悲叹着过去，或者总是在担忧着将来。
And no matter how much the human has, generally the human being feels like I don't have enough.
就是这个人呢，无论他有多少，他总是在觉得，哎呀，我拥有的东西是不够的。
Even if I have millions of dollars.
即便是我有好几百万美金。
And I'm always worried about losing it.
而且呢，我也总是在担忧着去会失掉这些拥有。
So the characteristic experience of a human being is lamentation and not having enough.
所以说呢，这个人呢，他的这个特征就是总是在悲叹着，而且总是在悲伤着我所拥有的是不够的。
And then this verse is also mentioning that sometimes a living entity gets the body of a demigod.
那么在这个世界里面也谈到了，有的时候呢，这个生物体它会得到一个半神人的躯体。
But even in that condition, there's suffering.
但是即便是在半神人的状态下，它也依然是在受苦。
Because ultimately one has to lose what one has.
因为终极来说呢，他必须要失去他所拥有的一切。
Yeah, even Lord Brahma has to die.
因为就即便是主 Brahma, 他也不得不死。
But particularly, again, this verse is describing the mechanism that how the living entity is entangled and the illusory energy.
那么在这个世界里面呢，其实它给我们描述的是这个生物体它是怎么被纠结在这个就是这个能量的这个虚幻，就是在被纠结在这个虚幻的能量之中的。它告诉我们这个机制是怎么运行的。
So the pure living being, the consciousness.
那么这个纯粹的生物体，这个意识
，the living entity，
这个生物体
，becomes captured in what's called a subtle body。
它被称为精微躯体的这个精微躯体给抓住了。
Yeah, so the word, the Sanskrit word for the subtle body is called the alingam。
所以说，在这个梵文里面呢，把精微躯体给称为 lingam。
And as we were mentioning yesterday, you can divide up we were mentioning last week, and again it's presented in this verse. You can analyze the subtle body.
那就像我们在上一个世界里面所讲到的，然后在今天这个世界里面呢，又一次提到了，就是我们可以去分析精微的躯体。
Into 16 parts.
我们可以把这个精微的躯体给分解成十六个部分。
But ultimately, it all depends upon the mind.
但是所有这一切呢，终极来说呢，全部都是取决于心意的。
And Krishna, he gives a more simplified analysis of the entrapment.
那么 Krishna,
the mechanism of entrapment.
那么 Krishna 呢，他用一个更加简单的方式给我们解释了这个被 苦就是被这个纠结在其中的这个体系到底是怎么回事。
And again, this description by Krishna is very much Sankhya based.
而且呢 ，Krishna 他的这个描述呢也是非常的数论性的。
We find this description in chapter 15, verse 7.
我们在《薄伽梵歌》的第十五章的第七十节里面就可以看到这点。
Namayvamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manasastan indriyani.Prakritirshtani karshati, the living entity and this conditioned world are my fragmental parts.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm waiting for your reason.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which includes the mind.
译文，在这个受诸种条件限制的世界中众生全是我永恒所属的碎片部分，由于生命受到种种限制，他们包括心意在内的六种感官挣扎求存。
Yeah, so whether we're in the body of an animal, we're experiencing constant fear.
那么所以说，比如说我们如果是处在动物的躯体里面的时候呢，我们所感受到的是恒常不断的恐惧。
Or we're in the body of a human being experiencing lamentation and worry.
因为当我们在人类的躯体里面的时候呢，我们所感受到的就是担忧还有悲伤。
Or we're in the body of a demigod, trying to enjoy and worrying about when it's going to end.
当我们在半神人的躯体里面的时候呢，我们就会试着去享受，但是呢，总是会担心这一切的结束。
According to Krishna, it's all karshati, which means suffering, struggle.
那么根据 Krishna 的这个观点呢，所有这一切其他全部都是 karshati， 也就是说呢，都是挣扎。
So it's a struggle for existence.
所以呢，他在挣扎的，他所受的苦呢，就是为了要让自己求存。
Which from the spiritual point of view is rather silly.
但是从灵性的角度上来说呢，这其实是很蠢的。
Because spiritually.There is never a time where we do not exist, and never will there be a time where we cease to exist.
那么作为一个这个灵性的这个角度上来说呢，我们其实就没有任何一个时间内我们是没有不存在的。
But when we get the material body,
但是呢，当我们得到一个物质的躯体的时候。
The consciousness becomes absorbed in the mind of that material body.
然后我们的这个意识呢，它就完全的沉醉在了这个物质躯体的那个心意之中。
And through the mind and the material body experiences the material world.
那么通过这个物质躯体的心意，就开始去体会着这个物质世界。
But it's all a dream.
但是这一切都是一场梦而已。
Just like when we enter the movie theater.
就好像我们进入到影院。
As soon as we start to watch the movie.
我们只要一开始去看电影了。
Our consciousness becomes absorbed in the film.
我们的
in the story.
我们的意识呢就开始完全的沉醉在了这个电影里面，沉醉在了这个故事里。
We literally become unconscious of our existence.
所以说呢
our real existence.
所以呢我们其实就处在了一种没有意识到我们真正的存在的这种状态中了。
And then we experience the story in the movie.
然后呢我们就会去体会着在电影里面的这个故事。
And we think that's our story, when really it's not.
我们就会觉得那个是我们自己的故事，但其实根本就不是。
Yeah, and we experience a fear of non-existence, even though there never was a time where we did not exist.
所以说呢，虽然我们一直都是恒常存在着的，但是我们总是会担忧着我们的不存在。
And so, The mind is all about the past and the future.
那么这个心意呢，它其实 全部都是关于过去和将来的一些组成。
It has nothing to do with the present moment.
所以呢，心意它其实是不会在当下这个时刻的。
It has nothing to do with what's happening now.
所以呢，它也不会去想着现在在发生着什么。
But when we become identified with our thoughts,
但是当我们开始去认同于我们的想法的时候，
like when we're watching the movie,
比如说就好像是我们在看电影的时候，
we take our consciousness out of the present moment,
我们就把我们的意识拽出了当下的时刻，
which is the reality of our eternalness,
但事实上当下的这个时刻实际上是我们永恒的实际的状况。
And we enter the illusory world of the mind, the software of the hardware.
但是呢我们却进入到了我们的这个心意的这个世界，也就进入到了我们的这个软件和硬件的这些设施里面。
And this,prohibits us, once our consciousness becomes absorbed in the mind.
那么就是当我们的这个意识进入到沉醉在心意里面的时候，
we can no longer perceive the truth of ourself.
就使我们再也没有办法真正的去看到我们本真的真我了。
So the present moment is really an amazing thing.
所以说呢，这个当下的时刻真的是一个非常不可思议的事情。
Of course, it's not a thing.
那么当然它并不是一个物件或者不是一件事儿。
And it's not the normal state of consciousness for most people.
而且呢，它也不是大部分人所处在的一个常态的意识状态之中的。
For the conditioned soul, the normal state of consciousness, in the present moment is overlooked, basically.
那么对于受条件限制的灵魂来说呢，当下的这个时刻经常实际上是被忽略了的。
Right, when we're watching the movie, we're unconscious of ourselves.
那么当我们在看电影的时候呢，我们就没有办法去意识到我们自己了。
And that becomes a conditioned habit or state of consciousness.
而且呢，那个就变成了一个受条件限制的一种习惯。
And so we've been conditioned to overlook the reality of the present moment, life in the present moment.
所以说呢，我们就处在了一种被限制的一种状态下，就是我们会忽略我们在当下的生命，当下的这个意识。
Now, life in the present moment is the most important thing there is.
但是呢，在当下的这个生命呢，其实是最重要的一件事情了。
Because our entire life consists of only the present moment.
因为我们整个的生命只有在当下这一时刻才能够组成。
In reality, there has never been anything else.
那么从实际的情况上来说呢，除了当下，没有其他的什么了。
Everything that happens, happens in the present moment.
任何所发生的事情，它只能够在当下的这一刻才能够发生。
Even when we're remembering what happened, we are remembering it in the present moment.
那么即便是我们记得之前发生了什么事儿，我们也是在当下的这一时刻去记得当时所发生的事情。
Similarly, when we think about the future,
同样当我们在想着未来的时候
which actually never arrives,
事实上这个将来永远都不会来。
We're thinking about it in the present moment.
但是呢我们如果是想将来的话，我们也是在当下的这个时刻去想的。
But what we're thinking about never arrives.
但是呢我们真正想的这个事儿呢，它其实是永远都不会来的。
And so the conditioned soul, he lives as if the present moment is undesirable.
Sorry.
When the conditioned soul, the one who's dreaming, he feels like the present moment is not desirable.
Oh, okay. 那么就是当这个受条件限制的这个灵魂，他在去他是在做梦的时候呢，那么他其实是觉得 Sorry, what is undesirable? The
present moment. The experience of life in the present moment is undesirable. You get bored.
Okay, 那么他就觉得就是在当下时刻的这个生命其实是没什么可想的，是觉得一个挺没劲的一件事儿。
Yeah, so the conditioned soul, especially the human being, is always thinking, what's next? They're not noticing now, they're just thinking, what's next? What's coming, you know, what's the next WeChat?
所以说呢，就是这个受条件限制的这种生命状态，特别是人类的这个状态，他总是在想着那下一刻又会发生什么了呢？我下一条收的这个微信又是什么呢？
So this has been, you know, this has become the normal state of consciousness.
那么所以这个就变成了一种意识状态的常态的形式。
And even though we're in anxiety, we just smile.
即便是我们是处在一种焦虑的状态下，我们也就只是会笑一笑。
Oh, how are you today? Oh, just fine.
你看你今天怎么样啊？不错。
When we actually become aware of the present moment,
但是当我们开始真正的去意识到当下的这时刻的时候，
you'll see that most people are not aware of it.
那你就可以看到，其实大部分的人其实根本就没有意识到当下。
But when you realize that the present moment is all there ever really is.
但是当你真正的意识到当下的时候，你就会发现其实只有当下才是所有的一切。
That your entire life only consists of now.
那么因为你整个的生命只有在当下这一刻才可以构成。
Then you realize that that's the truth.
那然后你就可以意识到，哦，这个就是那个真相。
Yeah, whatever you think about.
无论你在想什么。
Whatever emotion that arises,
无论你的心里面冒出了什么样的情绪
or any experience that you have,
那么或者你有任何各种各样的体验
it's never separate from this moment, right now.
那么所有这一切其实都没有和当下的这一刻，就是没有和此时现在相分离过。
So even though I'm talking about, you know, the now,
那么即便是我现在在讲述现在，
For most people, it's an abstract thing.
但是对于大部分人来说呢，这其实也一个非常抽象的概念。
So spiritual practice is all about understanding the entanglement of the living being.
所以说呢，这个灵性的修习其实就是关于了解我们人类他所处在的。纠结的状态是什么？
And then the practice of disentangling the consciousness from the illusion.
那然后我们要修习的就是把我们的这个意识从我们所纠结的这个点里面给解脱出来。
Or as the Bhagavatam says, the purpose of the Bhagavatam, it says right in the beginning, is to distinguish reality from illusion for the welfare of all.
那么在我们的圣典博迦瓦坛开篇的时候就讲到了，就是去消为了全人，为了所有生物的福祉，去消灭这种虚幻。
In the eighth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asked a number of questions to Krishna in the very beginning of the chapter.
在圣典不加梵歌的第八章的开始的时候呢，Arjuna就向 Krishna 询问了一系列的问题。
And one of his questions is, can you define what is knowledge and what is the process of knowledge?
其中的一个问题呢，就是您能不能给知识以及知识的程序下一个定义？
Krishna explains to him that.The process of knowledge, one of the processes of knowledge, it begins with humility.
那么 Krishna 对 Arjuna 就解释说呢，就是这个知识的程序之一就是始于谦卑。
And part of the process is to actually confront or look at the or face, you know, the conditions of birth, death, old age, and disease.
那么程序的一部分呢，就是去面对生老病死的局限。
And so that is being described really in today's verse.
那么这个呢，就是在今天的这个世界里面所描述的内容。
Yeah, today's verse is really describing the entanglement of the living entity and how the living entity is being forced to transmigrate.
那么今天这个世界呢，就这个讲到了这些生物体它所处在的这种纠结的状态，以及这些生物体它是如何从一个躯体被转入到另外一个躯体的。
Yeah, because of his identification with the mind.
那么就是由于他认同了他的心意。
Actually, the verse I'm thinking about is it's in the 13th chapter. Yeah, 13. You look at chapter 13, verse 12. Or actually, it's a series of verses 8 through 12.
Okay, 那实际上刚才我所说的国家放歌的这个诗节呢，实际上是第国家放歌第13章的里面的一系列的这个诗节。这一串诗节呢是第8到第12诗节。
So in this verse, Krishna is describing the process of awakening or the process of coming to knowledge.
那么这个诗节里面呢， Krishna 他就讲到了知识的程序以及如何让自己变得具有知识。
Yeah, which really means to understand, Krishna says, before he describes the process of knowledge, he defines it to Arjuna.
那么在 Krishna 他向 Arjuna 去解释这个程序知识的程序之前呢，他首先呢先把这个知识的这个定义，他先和 Arjuna 去下了这个知识的这个定义。
Yeah. So first Arjuna wanted to know what is knowledge.
那么首先呢，Arjuna他想知道的是什么是知识。
Krishna replied, he says, you should understand that I he says this body is the field of activities.
啊，那么Krishna 对Arjuna说呢，他说这个身体啊，它是活动的。
And one who knows this body is called the knower of the field.
那么知道这个身体的那个人呢，被认为是场的知悉者。
And you should also understand that I am also the knower in all bodies.
而且你也应该理解，我也是所有的这些身体的知悉者。
And to understand this body and its knower.Is called knowledge.
那么去了解了这个身体以及了解了身体的知悉者，这个被称为叫知识。
So Krishna, he defines knowledge as, or one who knows the truth understands that he's not this body, but he is the knower of the body.
那么所以说 Krishna 他就给知识下的定义就是一个了解真相的人是他知道他自己并不是这个躯体而是躯体的知悉者。
Right, I'm not the movie, I'm the one watching the movie.
我并不是电影，我是电影的观看者。
And Krishna is also there with me.
Krishna 在那儿和我在一起。
Krishna says this is knowledge.
Krishna 说这就是知识。
So then how does one come to this knowledge?
但是人他又怎么获得的这个知识呢？
Then Krishna he explains that in verses 8 to 12 in chapter 13.
然后呢 ，Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》第十三章的第八到第十二世界就解释了这一个问题。
He says humility, pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity, approaching a bona fide spiritual master, cleanliness, steadiness, self-control, renunciation.Of the objects of sense gratification, absence of false ego, the perception of the evil of birth, death, old age, and disease, detachment, freedom from entanglement with children, wife, home, and the rest, evenness of mind amid pleasant and unpleasant events, constant and unalloyed devotion to me, aspiring to live in a solitary place, detachment from the general mass of people, accepting the importance of self-realization, and philosophical search for the absolute truth. All these I declare to be knowledge, and besides this, whatever there may be is ignorance.
这就是国家梵歌第十三章的第八到第十二十节，谦卑、无傲、非暴力、容忍、淳朴，接近一位真正的灵性导师，清洁、坚定、自律，弃绝感官享乐的对象，无假我，认识到生老病死的不幸，超脱，不受妻儿家庭等的羁绊，遇好坏之事皆心平气和，恒常纯粹的奉献于我，有志独居于幽寂之地，远离普罗大众，接受自我觉悟的重要性，在哲学上探求绝对真理。我宣布上述一切皆属知识，除此之外则属无知。
So today's verse is describing a couple of things. One, how the living entity becomes identified with the mind and then captured in the material body.
那么在今天这个世界里面呢，一共探讨了两个话题。一个话题呢，就是首先是这个生物体它怎么去认同于心意，并且呢被这个物质世界所抓获着。
And then because of that, undergoes the illusion or the suffering of birth, death, old age, and disease.
那么就是因为这个呢，所以说呢，它就处在这样的这个虚幻之中，所以说呢，它就会受生老病死之苦。
Now the living entity doesn't have a past or a future.
那么一个生物体它其实并没有过去也没有将来。
Because he's eternal.
它其实是一个永恒的。
And so the mind is a world of thought.
但是当这个心意处在思考的世界里面的时候。
And of memory and imagination.
当它处在记忆以及想象中的时候。
And so real knowledge is to understand I'm not the thought and the mind or the sensation and the body. I'm the knower of these things.
那么真正的知识呢，其实它是应该知道它并不是这个身体的这些感觉，也不是心意里面的这些想法，而是这些事物的知悉者。
So if you're watching a movie and you want to wake up, then you have to stop for a moment watching the movie.
所以呢，当你在看电影的时候，如果你要是想从这个电影的状态中醒过来的话，你就得停一个片刻，先别看电影了。
Right, if you're sitting there watching the movie.
比如说你坐在那儿看电影。
And somebody hits you with a piece of popcorn.
那么这会儿呢，人家拿这个爆米花呢，就打了你一下。
Which is occurring in the present moment.
Yeah, 那么这个呢是在当下这一刻所发生的事情。
It'll pull your attention out of the movie.
那这样的话就可以把你的这个注意力从电影里面给抓出来。
So that one of the first things we can do to awaken is to bring our attention into the present moment by noticing what's around us.
那么所以说呢，我们让自己的这个注意力给放在当下的其中的一个办法就是让我们先注意一下在我们周围都有些什么样的事情。
For most people, that's a big step, actually.
但是对于大部分人来说呢，这其实是很大的一步。
So as soon as you notice your surroundings,
那么只要你注意到了你周围的一切，
what's in the space that surrounds you,
比如说呢，就是在你环绕的这个空间里面都有些什么东西。
Yeah, if you're inside, what's in the room?
比如说呢，你处在一个房间里面，那这个房间里面都有些什么呢？
Yeah, or if you're outside, what's outside?
如果你要是在外面的话，那么外界都有些什么样的东西包围着你？
You become conscious of whatever is taking place in the space around you.
那么所以呢，你就开始变得有意识的觉知到了在你身边所正在发生的事情。
And so now, when you notice what's around you, you're experiencing sense perceptions.
那么当你注意到周围所发生的事情的时候呢，你就能够去体验着你的感官的感知。
You're noticing what you're seeing, what you're hearing.
那么你就可以注意到你所看到的以及所听到的。
Of course, these are the main senses. We may notice some smell or some touch, but we're mostly seeing and hearing.
也许可能我们也能够去闻到一些气味，或者是能够去触碰一些东西，但是我们最主要的感官呢，就是看以及听。
So if you're actually noticing what's around you, through your senses, this pulls your attention out of the mind.
那么所以说呢，如果你要是真正的能够通过你的感官去注意到周围所发生的事情的话，就可以把你的注意力从你的心意里面给拖出来了。
Yeah, so that's one of the beginning steps in yoga.
那么所以呢，这个就是瑜伽的开始的阶段。
And as soon as you notice what's present with you, it might be a flower, a tree, or the vase in your house.
但是当你一旦的去意识到你身边的这些东西的时候，也许可能是一朵花，一棵树，或者是在家里面的一个花瓶。
You may begin to appreciate, oh, that's a nice flower, or a beautiful sky.
那然后你可能也就可以开始去欣赏了，哦，这花真漂亮，这个天空真美。
Now, for some people, this is enough to begin.
但是对于有些人来说呢，这样的开始就已经足够了。
They're not ready to go deeper than that.
他们还没有做好准备要进到更深的状态。
So you could say this is just the beginning step.
所以你可以说呢，这就是一个开始的阶段。
But once you acknowledge what's present,
但是当你承认了什么是当下、
you get a sense of life, the goodness of life, because then you'll start to notice life all around.
因为这会儿呢，你其实就会有一种生命感，因为这会儿呢，你可以去注意到在你生命的周围所发生的这些事情。
So when we're lost in the mind, we're actually...our sense of aliveness becomes obscured.
那么当我们迷失在我们的心意里面的时候，其实我们的这种生命感它就变得模糊不清了。
So just to bring the attention present and to notice what's present will begin to awaken one's appreciation of life.
所以说呢，就是通过去注意到你周围的这一切，然后让自己去感知到当下的话，就可以去开始去感激在生命中所发生的一切，或者感知就是去感激这种生命感。
Just like in the Bible taught, one of the beginning processes is to describe the universal form.
那么就好像我们的圣典不叫瓦坛，他首先做的事情就是去描述宇宙形象，主的宇宙形象。
Or in Bhagavad Gita, like in the tenth chapter, Krishna explains, I'm the taste of water, I'm the light of the sun, these things.
那在这个圣典《薄伽梵歌》的第十章里面， Krishna 他也这个描述了我是水之甘味，我是日月之光等等。
So as soon as you begin to notice what's present in your environment through your senses,
那么所以说呢，当你用你的感官去感知在你所处的这个环境里面所存在的这些事物的时候，
A shift in consciousness begins to happen because now you're not thinking so much.
那这会儿呢，你的这个意识呢就开始出现了一些转换，因为在这个状态下你就不会再有过多的思考了。
Yeah, if you're actually noticing the flower or the sky, thenyour thinking about the past and the future really diminishes.
那么当你真正的去观察着天空以及花儿的时候，你对于过去或者将来的一些思考就变得减少了。
Because you, the witnessing presence, has to be there to really notice something that's present.
因为呢，就是你，就是那个对这一切的那个观察者，他必须得处在这个地方去真正的观察你身边周围的这一切。
Just like right now, if you're not present, you won't be hearing this lecture. You'll be thinking about something else and you'll miss everything I'm saying.
比如说在此时，如果你要是没有处在当下的话，其实你就没有办法听到太多的 这个课上的这个内容，而且呢，你可能就会脑子里面在琢磨一些其他的事情，这样你就错过了我所讲的话。
Yeah, so when we through yoga learn to bring our attention present, then this opens us up to the experience of a heightened awareness of the divinity of life.
那么所以说呢，就是通过这个瑜伽，把我们的这个注意力放在当下的这个状态，就可以让我们能够有更高的一种觉知，然后让我们能够去注意到我们生命的神性的状态。
So once you bring yourself a little present with your surroundings, you can ask yourself.
那么当你把你的注意力给放在你周围的这个事物里面的时候，你就可以去问你自己一个问题。
Is there anything else present in this moment besides what I'm perceiving through my senses?
那么除了我去能够感知到，就是除了通过我的感官去感知到的这些事物之外，还有一些什么其他的去展示我的生命的事物吗？
So you'll notice there's sense perception and there may be thoughts too.
但是当你在这个感官去感知的时候，也许你也会注意到还有一些想法在这里面。
Now, if there's a stream of thinking going on,
那么如果要是有一些这个想法正在进行的话，有些思考正在进行的话，
this is the normal state of the conditioned soul.
那么这个呢，就是受条件限制的灵魂它所处在的常态的状态。
And nowadays, this is amplified because everyone's attention is absorbed in their little digital gadgets.
那么在当今的社会呢，这个事情已经被放大了，因为所有的人全部都把自己的这个注意力专注在那个小的电子产品上。
Recently, I was in Hong Kong.
最近呢，我去了香港。
And I lived around 10 minutes walk from the temple.
我住在一个离庙走路十分钟的那么一个地方。
And so I was walking back and forth to the temple, you know, two or three times a day.
所以我一天呢，可能要从我住的地方到庙里面要走个两三次。
And I was watching everyone walk down the street, and most people were looking at their phones as they were walking at the same time.
那么当我走在路上的时候呢，我就会观察街上的这些人，我就会发现大部分的人都一边走着一边在低头看着手里的手机。
And they only had enough present moment attention to avoid bumping into each other.
他们只有足够的一点这个注意力要放在别撞到彼此。
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, a lot of our thinking, you know, as we're reading, you know, our WeChat or just walking along and thinking, we're not very much aware of our external environment.
那么所以说呢，就是当我们在一边走着一边思考的时候，或者说是当我们把我们的这个心意放在，就把我们的专注力放在我们的这个微信上的时候，其实我们大部分时候都没有注意到我们外在的这个环境是怎么样的一种状态。
And a lot of our thinking is lamentation or just useless.
而且我们大部分的这个内心的思考呢，都是在悲叹着，其实都是无用的。
Yeah, this verse was describing, especially the human being.
那么在今天这个世界里面呢，就特别的描述了人类。
So we spend a lot of time lamenting.
那么我们花了很多的时间去悲伤。
Criticizing.
批判。
Complaining.
去抱怨。
Sometimes over an issue that happened recently.
比如说呢，在探讨着，比如说在最近发生的一些事情。
We're thinking about an unpleasant person yesterday. We're thinking about, you know, some unpleasant person yesterday.
或者在想着我在昨天遇到的一个让我不太快乐的人。
Or even 40 years ago, in my case.
那在我自己的这个体验里面呢，就有时候可能我还会在想着40年以前让我不快乐的人。
Or we're thinking about what might go wrong tomorrow or tonight.
或者我们可能又会在想着明天可能会发生什么 这个不好的事情，或者今天晚上又会发生什么。
So in this way, consciousness is continuously being absorbed by thinking.
那么所以就让这样的一种状态呢，使我们的这个意识知觉呢，一直就沉醉在我们的这个思考之中。
It's like a constant stream of thought.
所以这就变成了一种恒常不断的一些想法。
And it just pulls us along.
那它呢，一直就在拽着我们。
And now it's amplified, you know, Kali Yuga is progressing, so it's amplified with all of these digital gadgets.
那么因为卡利年代呢现在不断的在进展着，所以呢就导致着现在这个状况呢就随着的这些小设备的发展而放大了。
And there's a state of compulsive thinking now.
那么现在有一个这个compulsive thinking。
Habitually, continually. Almost by force.
那么就是现在有一种这种强迫的，或者说是一种习惯性的一种想法。
And recently, I was in the company of one young boy.
那么最近呢，我有一个小男孩，就是被一个小男孩陪伴着。
I felt so sorry for him.
但是我很。为这个小男孩悲伤。
As soon as his iPhone was taken away, he didn't know what to do.
因为当他的这个 iPhone 手机被拿走以后呢，他完全就不知道该干嘛了。
He was totally addicted to it.
因为他是完全的，就是以这个手机为瘾。
And he had no interest in the life that was going on around him.
而且呢，他对于他周围的这个所发生的这个事情，以及对他这个生命的其他的这些事情，完全没有任何的兴趣。
I felt so sorry. When I was his age, I was running in the pastures with the cows and climbing trees and doing so many things.
我为他的这个状态呢感到非常的难过，因为当我是他的这个年纪的时候，我当时就在这个草场上和牛一起跑，然后呢，我还会爬树，我会做很多很多的事情。
So when our attention becomes absorbed in thinking compulsively,
所以说呢，当我们的这个心意就是处在这种被迫的去思考的这种状态上的时候，
for most human beings, that's how they live their whole life. They never notice life even for a second.
那么大部分的人呢，都是这样在过着他们的生活，他并没有真正的把他的这个注意力哪怕是一个片刻放在他当下的这个生命之中。
So what does this do to our pure consciousness?
那么所以这个对于我们的纯粹的意识来说怎么办呢？
What kind of person does this habitual thinking produce?
那么就是这样的这个强迫性的这种想法它是怎么被产生出来的呢？
Anxious，
比如说有一些焦虑
，angry，
愤怒
，continuously dissatisfied，
持续不断的不满足
，continuously needing the next thing，
那么持续不断的想要得到下一个
feeling like there's never enough，
那他感觉到好像永远都会不满足，永远都不够
，however。As soon as we bring our attention present,
然而只要我们把我们的这个注意力放在当下，一把我们的注意力放在当下，
we leave the illusory world of the mind.
那么我们就离开了我们心意的虚幻的世界。
We come out of our false story.
那么我们就从我们的假的故事里面跑了出来。
Yeah, as soon as you bring your attention to your surroundings in the present moment.
那么只要你把你的注意力放到你在当下的周围的环境之中，
You leave this habitual mental state of consciousness.
那么你就会离开这个被迫的心意的状态之中。
And it's like waking up. You become alert to what's occurring right now.
那就好像是醒了过来一样，然后呢你就开始去警醒着周围都有些什么。
We call this alert awareness.
那么我们把这给称为叫一种警醒的觉知。
course, it's an experience. It's not a concept.
那当然这是一种体验，它并不是一个概念。
So everyone here knows, you know, you can verify by your own experience the difference between when you're identified with the voice in your head and when you're noticing life in the present.
所以每个人呢都可以通过自己的体验去感知、就是当你处在你的心意的那个声音里面的时候以及你处在你当下的真实的状态中的区别是什么
And then when we can begin to appreciate our life
那然后呢如果我们知道这个区别以后我们就可以真正的去欣赏我们的生命了
Then we can begin to appreciate the source of our life
然后呢我们也可以去欣赏以及感激我们生命的源泉
Of course, that's bhakti
那当然那个就是 bhakti
And it's really by surrender to the source of our life that we finally become freed of the influence of the three modes of material nature.
那么我们只有真正的去臣服于我们生命的源泉，我们才能够最终摆脱物质自然的三重属性的桎梏。
Daivyeshu gunamaye mama maya dhrityaya mame vijaye papajante maya metan tarantite.Prabhupada referred to this verse in today's purport.
Prabhupada 呢在今天的这个师节的要旨里面呢就用这个师节给我们讲述了这一点。
It's Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, verse 14.
这是博迦梵歌第七章的第十四师节。
And Krishna says this Maya energy is my divine energy.
Krishna 说这个 Maya 的能量是我神性的能量。
It's difficult to overcome.
那么它是很难跨越的。
But those who surrender unto me can cross beyond it.
但是那些臣服于我的人就可以轻易跨越。
Yeah, so, surrender means that we no longer consider ourselves the doer.
那么臣服也就意味着我们再也不会觉得我们是那个作为者了。
We no longer consider that we exist independent of God.
而且呢我们也不会认为我们是独立于神而单独存在的。
So actually, when we choose to live in the present moment,
事实上当我们选择去生活在当下的这个时刻的时候
which is the truth of life,
那么这个呢才是生命的真相。
We see that actually God is the doer.
那么当我们处在这样一种状态的时候我们就能够看到神才是那个作为者。
Yeah. But when we live in our mind,
但是当我们生活在我们的心意之中的时候
in our imaginary self,
当我们处在我们的想象出来的自我之中的时候
lamenting the past,
当我们在为过去而悲叹的时候
worrying about the future,
当我们在为将来而焦虑的时候
criticizing
当我们在批判的时候
complaining
或者是在抱怨的时候
we're actually trying to control
我们其实都是想试着要去控制
we're imagining we're the controller that we're the doer
因为我们在想象着我们是那个作为者是那个控制者
and so this is not surrender
对这个就不能够被称为是臣服
This is called maintaining material attachment.
那么这个还只能够被称为是维系着物质的依附。
Right, we're maintaining the false belief that I'm the doer, that I'm the controller.
因为呢，我们一直就在维系着那个假的那种信念，就是我是那个控制者，我是那个作为者。
But in reality, everything is going on.By the modes of material nature, which is ultimately created and controlled by the Lord.
但是其实所有的这一切呢，都是被这个物质自然所控制的。那么这个物质自然呢，其实终极来说呢，就是由主所构所创造的。
So in these verses spoken by the Yamadutas to the Vishnu Dutas.
那么所以在这个师节里面这些师节都是由 Yamaduta 向 Vishnuduta 所讲述的。
It's really a detailed analysis of how the living entity has become captured in the illusory energy of the Lord.
其实他都是非常细致的在分析着，就是这些生物体它怎么被主的虚幻能量所抓获的。
And so by hearing how we're trapped, it will inspire us to gain freedom.
那么当我们知道了我们是怎么被桎梏于其中的时候呢，就可以让我们被激发着怎么从这个桎梏中被摆脱出来。
Just like if you were imprisoned.
就好像是你是处在这个监狱里面。
Somebody showed you, where you are in the prison and how to get out.
那么有人呢就会给你展示着你在监狱里面你是在监狱里面的什么位置，然后你怎么能够越狱。
Yeah, that you can get out.
You can. 那么你可以从监狱里面跑出来。
And here's how you do it.
那么这个呢就是你怎么从监狱里面跑出来的方法。
Basically, this is what we're learning when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam.
这个也就是当我们在聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛的时候去学到的知识，就是怎么从监狱里面跑出来。
Yeah, we're reading the scientific analysis of, here's the map.
那么我们呢实际上是从一个科学的角度再去聆听着，比如说这里面现在是一张地图。
Here's where you are now.
那你现在是在这个地图的什么位置？
And here is how to get where you want to go.
那么这个呢是给你指明一个方向，怎么去到你想去的地方。
So we offer our humble respects to all our acharyas and especially to Vyasadeva and Sukadeva Goswami.
那所以说呢，我们向所有的这些 acharya 们去致我们前进的顶拜，特别是向 Sukadeva Goswami 和 Vyasadeva.
And Maharaj Parikshit.
还有 Parikshita 王。
Okay, I'll end here.
那我现在的讲课呢就到这里了。
And I think we have questions from last week as well.
Yeah, you have some questions from last week. But I need to ask the fever from Satyamaji to find this question first.
Oh, and also, I never asked you if you had a time limit or if Satyamata has a time limit either.
Well, check with Satyamaji, I don't really have.
Okay, great.
Satyamaji, 那个上个礼拜有好多问题没解答，您得找找那些问题。还有就是顾问您今天有没有时间上的限制？
也还是到九点钟吧。
OK, Maharaj, Sadi Maharaj said that the latest to 9 o'clock.
OK, well, so we'll definitely finish before then.
OK, so Sadi Maharaj will go to look for the questions from last week, but I see one question from this week, so we'll start it from this one.
OK.
OK.那么因为上周留下了一些问题，那萨提玛吉现在呢先去找一下那些问题，但是呢马尔现在先来回答一下这一周的问题。感恩马尔的精彩讲述，感恩达纳凯蒂玛吉的流畅的翻译。请问如果我想着我离开躯体时需要离开这个物质世界回到灵性家园，或者我想我离开躯体的时候最好有奉献者在我身边，或者我想明年我一定要去圣地朝圣，这些对未来的渴望和想法是不是也是一种虚幻，没有处在当下的知觉中，而对未来的这些想法是无法到来的呢？ Well, this devotee has two questions, so let's do it one after another. So the first one is that, thank you very much for your beautiful lecture. My question is that, if I'm thinking about when I am leaving my body, I need to leave this material world, I need to go back to the spiritual world, or when I am leaving my body, I'm thinking that it's better to have some devotees to be with me, or if I am meditating on next year, I have to go to the Holy Dham to do some parikram there.Are all of this as some hankering to the future, and are all of this as a kind of illusion, means about that I am not in the present, But of course, all of this is the future, so none of this will arrive. Is that right?
Well, the thing is the mind will always be thinking.
那么这个事情的状态就是这个心意，它一直都会在琢磨，在想。
And of course, we want, if our mind is thinking of Krishna and devotees, then it's our friend.
那么当然，如果我们的心意如果是在琢磨着 Krishna 和奉献者的话，那也就意味着心意实际上是我们的朋友。
But the real question is when you're thinking, do you know you're thinking, or are you just unconsciously thinking?
但是这个问题就在于，当你在想的时候，你有没有知道你在想，或者说是你只不过是让自己。You really know you're thinking, or you, or, 或者是就是你是处在一种无意识的思考的状态。
Or as Krishna would say, are you identified with the field, or are you aware that you are the knower of the field?
或者按 Krishna 的话，就是说你是认同于这个场，还是你觉知到了你是那个场的知悉者
？Yeah, are you in knowledge, or are you in ignorance?
就是你是处在知识之中，还是处在无知之中。
Yeah, so there's no problem with thinking as long as we're in control of it.
那么所以说呢，as long as we're thinking.
There's no problem with thinking as long as we are in control of mastering our mind.
Okay, 就其实就是当我们如果是去控制、去把控我们的心意的话，其实我们思考是没有任何问题的。
Now, in reality, most people, when they die, they're unconscious.
那么对于在这个现实状态下，就是大部分人在死的时候都是处在一种无意识的状态下的。
And really, as we've already read in previous verses, the super soul decides our next birth because the super soul understands what actually is our state of consciousness.
但是在我们之前的这个世界里面，我们已经知道了，其实这个超灵，因为他知道我们的这个意识到底处在一个什么样的状态，所以这个超灵他会去去为我们做一个决定，就我们下一生会是一个什么样的状态。
So the super soul knows what we need in order to perfectly awaken.
那么所以说呢，超灵。他知道，如果要让我们完美的醒过来的话，我们都需要些什么。
So we can trust in the Lord.
所以呢，我们可以去相信主，我们只要信主就好了。
So, you know, consciousness is like the sky.
那么这个意识呢，就好像是这个天空。
And thoughts are like clouds.
那我们的想法呢，就好像是天空中的云。
Right. When you look up at the sky.
那么当你看着天空的时候。
And there's a little cloud there.
那里面呢，那小的云彩。
Sounds like somebody's. Is that from your house or somebody else?
萨利玛姐，您的那个就是那个麦克风没关。萨利玛姐，给她 to mute her microphone.
Oh, okay. So, when we're present.
所以说呢，当处在当下的时候
，or when we're you know practice yoga，
或者说当我们在练习瑜伽的时候
，and we learn to focus our mind on the Hare Krishna mantra，
我们学着把我们的心意专注在Hare Krishna 的曼陀罗上的时候
，we realize I'm not the thinker， I'm the one observing the thinking。
那我们就意识到了，其实我自己并不是那个思考者，而是那个观察者，是观察那个思考的。
So it's like looking at the sky. We can see the sky, and we can see the cloud, which is like a thought passing through the sky.
那就好像我们看着天空的时候，我们既能看到天空，又能看到象征着想法的这片云。这片云呢，只是从天空中飘过而已。
When we're unconsciously thinking,
当我们处在无意识的思考之中的时候
，That's like we put all of our attention on the tiny cloud.
那么就好像是我们把所有的注意力全部都放在了那小朵云彩上。
If you put all of your attention on the tiny cloud, even though the cloud cannot cover the sky, you no longer see the sky.
那么当你把你所有的注意力全部都放在这一小朵云彩上的时候，哪怕这片云它不能够覆盖整片天空，但是你也看不到天空了。
So if we practice a life of attentive chanting,
所以说呢，当我们在我们的这个生活之中一直都在修习着专注的念诵，
we realize that we are the pure consciousness that allows thoughts to happen.
那么我们就意识到我们是那个纯粹的意识，但是允许这些想法发生。
Yeah, this body can only exist.
那么这个身体呢，它可以存在。
The mind can only exist.
那么这个心意呢，也可以存在。
Because of the presence of consciousness, because of the living entity.
那么就是只有就是这个生物体它所处在的这种意识知觉，才使这个身体和心意能够存在。
So as we live an awakened life because of the practice of our yoga,
那么就是由于我们在修习着我们的瑜伽的练习，所以呢，如果我们要是可以通过这个练习去处在一个觉醒的生命状态中，
sensations arise in the body.
那么我们的这些感觉呢，都会从身体里面萌发而出。
Emotions arise in the mind and the body.
那么我们的这些情绪呢，也会在我们的身体里，在我们的心意里面冒出来。
And thoughts arise in the mind.
那这些想法呢，也会从心意里面蹦出来。
So that will continually occur, but we no longer identify with them.
所有这些事情呢，都会不断的发生的，但是呢，我们就不会再去认同于他们了。
Krishna calls this awakened consciousness.
那么 Krishna 就把这个给称为是觉醒了的意识。
And he describes it in chapter 5, verses 8 and 9.
那么他在《薄伽梵歌》第五章的第八和第九世界中就描述了这一点。
Naiva kinche kuromiti yukto manita tattvavit ashan shrinvan shpishan jigran ashnan gachan swapan swasan pralapan rishnijan greenan umishan nimishan api.A person in divine consciousness, although engaged in seeing, hearing, touching, smelling, eating, moving about, sleeping and breathing, always knows within himself that he actually does nothing at all. Because while speaking, evacuating, receiving and opening, closing in the eyes, he always knows that only the material senses are engaged in their objects and that he is aloof from them.
译文，身处神圣知觉中的人，虽然在目视、耳听、身处鼻嗅、口食、走动、睡觉、呼吸，但他内心常知道自己说话、排泄、收受、眼睁眼和闭眼时，只是物质感官和感官对象在相互产生作用而已，而他自己则远离这些，并无参与。
Yeah, so thoughts may be going on even at the time of death.
那么所以说呢，这个即便是在死亡的那一刻，依然会有一些想法冒出来。
If we're advanced in yoga,
那么如果我们要是在瑜伽中有这个取得了精进的话，
so even though we're having various thoughts,
即便是我们有各种各样的想法，
we also know that I'm not the thought.
但是我们知道我们并不是这个想法。
That I exist independent of the thought.
而我呢，是和这个想法相独立而存在的。
Yeah, so now we're not in a state of ignorance.
那这也就意味着我现在已经没有处在无知的状态下了。
If you're having thoughts, and you believe in the thoughts, and you think you are the thoughts, then you're still in ignorance.
那但是如果你要是有了一些想法，然后呢，你非常的深信于这些想法的话，而且呢，你觉得你就是这些想法的话，那也就意味着你还是处在这种无知的状态下。
Thank you.
谢谢。非常好的问题。Then the second question from the same devotee is that 中国有句老话叫没有远虑必有近忧，人们对将来的计划目标都是一种虚幻，对吗？超计划未来，越计划未来向目标奋斗就越是迷失。In the, there was a Chinese saying about that, if you don't, have some, if you don't have a vision for the future, you must have some, you must have some, you must have some anxieties. Okay, well, let me paraphrase this. So it means about if you don't worry about the future, then you have some difficulties to handle in the current life. So means about
I understand.
Yeah. Well. so means about any time when we plan for the future, that's always said about we are in a kind of illusion because we're planning for the future. And also, the more we're planning for the future, the more we're struggling for the future, means about we're more loose in the illusion. 对不起啊，疙瘩。 Yes, that's it.
Yeah, thank you for your question.
感谢你的问题。
And that's quite a common question.
那么其实这是一个非常的这个普遍的一个问题。
So again, we're not saying not to think.
那么这又是一个就是不是去想。
Or not to make a plan.
我们并不是说我们不要去思考，不要去做计划。
Or not to remember the past.
或者说是不要去想着将来的事儿，过去的。
Just don't think that that's you, because you're the knower of the thought. You're not the thought.
但是呢，要做到的一件事情就是，你不要就觉得所有的这些想法就是你了，因为你只是这些想法的一些这个知悉者，而并不是这个想法本身。
You can make a plan.
你可以去做计划。
You should make a plan.
而且你应该做计划。
Right? If you have a one-year lease on your apartment, you should have a plan for what you're going to do when your lease is up.
比如说你这个租房子租了一年, 你可能就得计划一下等这一年的房租到期了以后该怎么办呢?
But don't obsessively think about it and forget about your life now.
但是呢, 不要让自己完全沉醉在这样的想法里面, 而且忘记了你现在此时的这个生活。
Yeah, either you use your mind or it will use you.
那么, either use your mind.
Either you use your mind or your mind will use you.
对，这个状态就是是你在用心意，还是心意在用你。
The yogi knows he's not the mind, he's not the thought.
那么作为一个瑜伽士来说呢，他知道他并不是那个心意，他也并不是那个想法。
And he can watch the mind and see what it's doing and then master it.
那么他可以看着他的这个心意，并且他也知道他在做什么，然后呢去控制。
The bogey thinks I am the mind.
但是这个没不靠谱的这样的人呢，他就会觉得他自己是这个心意。
Then the living entity is caught in the ignorance of lamentation and worry.
这样的话就会使这个生物体被困在了悲叹以及焦虑之中。
Yeah, so you make a plan.
所以呢，你可以去做一个计划。
If you can do something about your plan in this moment.
那么如果你要是在此刻能够去做，为你的计划做一些事情的话。
Then you do it.
那你就去做吧。
But you don't obsessively keep thinking.
但是呢，你不用就是一直不断的去为这件事去琢磨。
If there's nothing you can do in this moment, then there's no need to think about it.
因为如果要是在此刻你什么也做不了的话，那你就不需要再去为这事去费心去琢磨了。
Enjoy and appreciate all that Krishna is giving you in this moment.
所以呢，你应该去感激以及去享受 Krishna 在这一刻所给你的一切。
Enjoy the fullness and abundance of life that Krishna is giving us in this moment.
那么所以说应该去享受着 Krishna 在这一刻所给予我们的丰裕的生活。
And be aware of your conditioning so you don't keep repeating it.
而且呢，也要去意识到你所处在的这种受限制的这种状态， 这样的话你就不用再反复的去重复它了。Remain
equal towards thoughts.
所以说呢，你要对你的这些想法保持着一种平等的状态。
This is yoga.
那么这就是瑜伽。
And this is freedom.
而且这个也就是自由。
Thank you for your question.
谢谢您的问题。So, from previous week?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, question from Krishnanam Prabhu. 可能是我的脑容量比较小，如果我做一件事情的时候分了心，要么专心做事，要么专心开小差，或者说我的 CPU 版本比较低。Because last week, the discussion is about one-pointed, very attentively of doing things. So his question is that, maybe my brain capacity is too little. So when I am trying to handling things, I cannot really make myself in the distracted state. So I either one-pointedly handling that thing, or I'm distracted too busy with something else.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I answered that question last week.
Oh, you did? Okay. Okay, okay. So
basically, I said it's a great thing that he's not distracted.
Okay,
then
okay.
Then he can more effectively do whatever he's doing.
Hare Krishna. 对，那个刚才 Krishna 那旁边说这个问题回答过了，可能是下一个问题还没有回答。
那个我那个。
对，嗯。
So the next question is from Dante Kelly. Maharaj, 请教您，所以我们孤独挣扎的原因是由于无知和愚昧，以及对主的嫉妒所致。对不，其实我们并不孤独，如果我们愿意承认有更高的力量在保护着我们，如果认识到了这一点，那我们其实也就接受了主所对我们伸出的援助之手。接受了主的帮助，我们也就安全幸福了，对不对？感恩您和Narayani. So my question is that actually it's a kind of clarification. So the reason for us to be very lonely to struggling there is because the ignorance and also the stupidity, and also we have the envy mood to the Lord. So but actually we are not really.Lonely, because as long as we admit that there is a higher power there to protect us, and if we acknowledge that, means that actually we accept the shelter from the Lord, we accept the Lord actually always giving a hand to us to assist us. Is that right? And if we accept the help from the Lord,That means about we can be in a very secure and a happy state. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. So the more we are caught in our mind,
那么如果我们要是越多的让自己去桎梏在我们的这个心意里面
right, just like the more we absorbed in the cloud,
那么就好像我们其实就更多的让自己沉醉在我们那片云里面
then we don't see the sky.
那也就意味着我们没有看见这片天了。
The sky is there.
那么天其实是在那儿的。
It hasn't gone away.
天哪儿也没去。
But our awareness of it has been obscured by the cloud.
但是呢，我们的这个觉知呢，就被这片云给弄得模糊不清了。
So,You know, the more we absorb in thought, and we don't know that we are the witness of the thought.
那么当我们越多的去沉醉在我们的这个心意里面的时候，也就意味着我们没有办法很清晰的意识到我们是那个想法的知悉者了。
The more we feel separate and lonely.
那然后呢，我们就会感到断离，以及会感到孤独。
We feel separate from the present moment.
然后因为我们就会觉得与当下的这个时刻的断离
We feel separate from each other
而且我们也会感到与彼此之间的断离
And we feel separate from the source of life
而且呢，我们就会感到与我们生命的源泉的断离。
And we feel separate from God.
而且呢，我们就会感到了和主之间的分离。
This is the condition of the human being, really, who that thinks that I'm this mind and body.
那么这个其实也就是我们这个人类所处在的这种状态，对于这些想着自己是这个心意和躯体的人的状态。
But when we bring our attention to the present moment and begin to notice our aliveness,
但是如果我们要是开始把我们的注意力放在我们当下的这个时刻，并且开始注意到我们是我们的生命的时候。
We notice I'm alive and we don't feel separate.
那么我们就注意到我就是这个生命，那我就不会有这种分离感。
We see that all life around us is also there. We don't feel separate.
而且呢，我们如果要是就能够感，而且我们就能够感受到我身，就是周围身边的这一切，那这样我也不会感到有这种分离感了。
And then we experience that our life is coming from a greater life.
那然后我们就能够体验到我的这个生命是来自于一个更高的生命。
We recognize I'm just a little ray of the sun, but I'm not separate from the sun.
而且我们就意识到了，其实我就是那，好像是那一缕阳光一样，但这缕阳光呢，和太阳就没有分开过。
And then we feel appreciation, we feel connection with Krishna.
这样的话，我们就会感到和 Krishna 之间的这种连接，并且呢，会对他有这种感激以及欣赏之情。
So as long as we're on the level of belief,
那么只要我们是处在一个信的这么一个层面上
，Yeah, and concepts and ideas.
那如果我们要是一直都处在这个概念、想法的状态之中
，Even if they're about God.
那么即便是有神
，We still experience separation and fear.
那么我们依然还是会在体验着分离以及恐惧。
But if we actually become aware of our life in this moment,
那如果我们要是能够实际的去体会我们在当下这一刻的生命的话
fear disappears.
那么这个恐惧呢就会消失了
And the feeling of separation also disappears.
而且呢就是这种分离的断离的感觉也会消失了
Because they're illusory.
因为那些都是虚幻的
Yeah. Our life is eternal and has never been separate from the source of our life, Krishna.
但是我们的这个生命呢，它其实是永恒的，而且呢，它永远都不会和我们的生命的源泉 Krishna 相分离。
But just hearing these words and believing them won't take away the feeling of separation.
但是呢，我们只是去听这些词儿，然后呢，去信。这些话的话其实是不能够拿走我们的这种焦虑感的。
As Prabhupada often said, this teaching is meant for contemplation and realization.
又像舍勒帕帕经常会讲到就是所有的这些教导啊它其实是需要我们去不断的去思考以及不断的去觉悟的。
So just become aware of your own life, your aliveness,And that will solve the problem, solve all problems.
那么所以说呢，就让自己去意识到自己的生命的存在。当意识到自己的生命的存在的时候，所有的这些问题呢，就都被解决了。
Is that clear?
Yes. Thank you. The next one.
Okay.
The next one from Krishnanam Prabhu.俞伯牙与钟子期是一对千古常传颂的智文典范。伯牙善于演奏，钟子期善于欣赏，这就是知音一词的由来。后钟子期因病亡故，伯牙悲痛万分，认为世上再无知音，天上再无会有人像钟子期一样体会他演奏的意境，所以就破琴绝弦，把自己最心爱的琴摔碎，终生不再弹琴了。请问在这里，伯牙或子期，他们彼此是知音，请问他们之间的情感是对爹的爱的投射，还是对娘的反射， 爱 Rasa 的情感有很多种，不单单只是爹娘的情结。Krishna Nam Prabhu. There is an ancient story between two friends. One is Yu Boya, the other one is Yu Ziqi, Zhong Ziqi. Then Boya is very good at playing the instrument. And Ziqi is very good at appreciating the instrument playing from Boya. So they have been considered each other as a soulmate. But later, Ziqi, the one who appreciated the music, passed away through the disease. And Boya was very, very sad about the demise of his friend. And he believed there was no soulmate of him can appreciate the music from him anymore. So he broke his instrument and also cut the strings of the instrument. So from that time moment, he never played any music anymore. So the question here is that Boya and Ziqi, they consider each other as the soulmate who knows the sound vibration from each other. So the rasa between them are the reflection of the love from the father, or the love of the reflection from the mother. The love, the rasa, actually there were multi types of the rasa there. It's not only the rasa between parents, but they also have some other rasas. You got it?
Yes.
Okay, so that's it.
That was really a statement, right?
No, actually, that is... I think Prabhu, he wants to know... So what type of love between these two are? Are those of the reflection of the rasa, of the presental rasa, or any other type of rasa?
Well, you know, the material world is just a reflection of the spiritual world.
那么这个物质世界呢，它只不过是灵性世界的一个折射。
So the rasas in the material world are reflections of the rasas in the spiritual world.
那么在这个物质世界的所有这些 rasa 呢，它其实就是灵性世界的 rasa 的一些折射。
So the key word here is reflection.
那么这个折射，这是这个重点的词。
Reflection is not reality. It's an illusion. It's just assimilation of reality.
那么这不是是反射啊？就是这个反射呢，就是它并不是真实的，它其实是一种幻境，它实际上是真实的一种反射而已。
And so there.Their experience of each other and their relationship was based on an illusion of who they were, not on the reality of who they really were.
那么所以他们之间呢是有一种关系，他们欣赏彼此，但是他们这种欣赏呢其实是基于他们的虚幻身份的，并不是基于他们真实的身份的一种情感。
It was based on the self-image they had of themselves and the other person.
所以说呢，这个其实是基于他们对于对方的自己所想象出来的那个形象而产生的这种情感。
Yeah, so when they were together, when the listener was alive, there was so much appreciation they had for each other.
那么所以呢，就是当他们在一起的时候，就是当子期还活着的时候，那么他们之间呢就能够这种彼此之间的相互欣赏。
But then when the listener died,
但是当子期去世以后,
the musician lost all interest in creating any more music.
那么伯牙呢他就没有任何的兴趣再去创造任何新的乐曲了。
And he was full of lamentation.
这会儿呢他就处在完全的悲伤之中。
And so Krishna, he says that in this material world,
那么 Krishna 说呢，在这个物质世界里
，Our experience of happiness and distress is based on sense perception that's created out of mental concoction.
那我们其实是通过我们的这个心意的推敲而产生的身体上的感官上的感觉而享受着在这个物质世界的这些快乐的感觉。
In other words, it's not real.
那也就意味着这不是真的。
Another way to say it is, the primary cause of unhappiness is never the situation.
那么另外一种解释方法就是就是我们的不开心的这个最主要的原因其实跟我们所处在的这个状态是没有任何关系的。
The cause of unhappiness is our thoughts about the situation.
那么导致我们不快乐的原因呢是我们对于所处在的这个状态的一些想法。
Yeah. So their whole rasa was based on mental concoction.
那么所以呢他们整个的这个 rasa 呢其实全部都是基于他们心意的这种臆测而产生的。
Based on an imaginary self.
那么这是基于他们想象出来的自我而产生的。
Thank you for sharing, Krishnanand Prabhu.
Krishnanand Prabhu, 非常感谢您的分享。So the next question is still from him. 那么无辜的奉献者或新人得到不当的对待、欺骗甚至是犯罪的时候，我们的内心也会产生负面的想法，那也是生生世世带来的错觉吗？When the innocent devotees or the newcomers has been mistreated or has been cheated, in our mind we will arouse some negativities, we will have some of the negative thoughts about the whole thing. Will that also considered as the illusion from the past life?
It can be an illusion from the past life that is perpetuated, you know, in this life.
那么这个呢，可以被想象成是，就是这是在过去的生世中的这个产生的这个印象，但是呢，它在这一个世呢被激发了出来。
Now it's normal for us to.Dislike abuse, right? And when people are mistreated, animals or human beings are mistreated by others, it's natural for us not to like that and to even protest.
那么对于我们来说，其实很自然的一种反应就是，当人们被欺负的时候。或者说是这个当比如说特别是动物被虐待的时候其实我们是不喜欢看到这样的场景的甚至于我们会很自然的就要去做一些事情去反抗
And of course if we were abused in a similar way in our last life
那当然那我们在前生呢也被以同样的这种方式被欺负过
We may have particularly strong feelings about it
那这样的话就会使我们在这一生的时候呢就会对这样的事件有一个特别的强烈的反应
So that's there
所以呢这也是在那儿的
But then you know on a deeper level we're not the abuser or the abused
但是呢但是其实从更深的角度上来说呢其实我们并不是那个欺负人的人我们也不是那个被欺负的人
But that doesn't mean that we don't have compassion for others
但这并不意味着我们就对别人没有任何的怜悯之情了
Just like Krishna says that the yogi has compassion for the suffering of others because they had similar suffering themselves
就像 Krishna 他说的就是这瑜伽师啊他对于其他的人的这个痛苦是感到非常的同情的因为他自己也有同样的苦
At the same time the yogi because he's in control of his mind
但与此同时瑜伽师由于他是控制着他的心意的
When negative thoughts and feelings arise
所以说当这些负面的情绪和想法冒出来的时候
He sees them as passing clouds.
他就把他们看成是一片飘过的云。
He doesn't try and get rid of them. He doesn't try and hold on to them. He remains equal.
对呢，他就会以一种非常平静的、平等的心态去对待他们。他不会抓着这些想法不放，但是呢，也不会呢，就是让这个想法就这么走了。
In this way, the yogi doesn't become bewildered by ignorance.
也就是这个原因呢，使得瑜伽师不会被愚昧所困惑。
Right. So in this way, the yogi keeps his heart clean.
而且也以这样的方式呢，瑜伽师他一直就让自己的内心保持着洁净。
And he doesn't repeat his past previous karma and keep it alive.
因为呢，他不会去重复着他在过去生世中所经历的这些业报，然后让这些业报一直都处在一种有生命力的状态。
But if someone is being abused.And mistreated, you know, it doesn't mean that we don't speak up or try and change it.
但是如果要是有人被这个虐待了，或者说是被这个错误的对待的话，并不意味着我们就缄口不言，然后什么也不做。
Okay, thank you.
谢谢。The next question from Radha Ananda, Hare Krishna, 顶拜尊敬的 Guru Maharaj, 请问说。不洗冷水澡就回不了灵性世界的奉献者属于什么层面的知觉？传播这句话的奉献者又是什么知觉？Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances to you, Guru Maharaj. So my question is that for the devotees who make the statement of if you don't take a cold shower, you won't go back to the spiritual world.What kind of level of the consciousness he is in. And also, for the devotees who are preaching this statement, what kind of consciousness he is in. Thank you.
Well, it sounds quite fanatical to me.
这个让我听起来呢就非常的这个激进。
It sounds like an exaggeration of our teaching.
而且这也听起来像是夸大了我们的教导。
We go back to Godhead when we love Krishna, not just because we're performing unrealistic austerities.
我们能够回到守神那里是出于我们对 Krishna 的爱，而并不是出于我们去履行一些不切合实际的苦行。
Actually, Bhakti is the middle path.
事实上 Bhakti 它是一条中庸之道。
Yeah, we're not too austere, yet we are austere.
那么我们不是那么的苦行，但是我们又会有一些苦行。
The main thing is, especially in the assembly of devotees.
那么这个最主要的这个事情呢，就是聚会的奉献者。
Whenever we say something.
那么当我们在说一些事情的时候。
We have to show in the shastras where it is said.
那么当我们在说一些事情的时候呢，我们必须要有这个经典为依据。
And even if it says in the shastras,
而且就即便是这句话是在经典里面已经提到了的。
Now I have never read anywhere where it says that unless you take a cold shower, you're not going to go back home to back to Godhead. So that's just manufactured. It's not a fact.
但是我自己呢，在任何一个经典里面都没有读到过说不洗冷水澡就回不了灵性世界这句话，所以说这是我们自己自创的，并不是一个事实。
But even if it did say that,
但即便是经典里面真的这么说了的话
you would have to understand it in its context.
而且呢，你也必须要这个根据它所处在的这种语境去理解。
And you would have to understand what the current acharya and what the past previous acharyas have also said about that and how they adjusted that.
而且呢，你也要知道，就是在这个当今的这些 acharya 们，他们对于这句话是怎么说的，而且呢，他们是怎么根据当下的这个情况去进行调整的。
Yeah, so I would say this is a symptom of kind of fanatical consciousness.
那么所以说我觉得呢这其实是一个非常的激进的狂热的一时之觉的一种真相
Yeah, so we don't have to accept anything that isn't proven by the Shastra. We have to see where does it say that and what's the context?
所以说呢就是如果这个并不是在经典里面所展现的话的话我们是根本就不需要去相信的而且呢就是当我们听到这样的话的时候呢我们就要反问一下这句话是从哪个经典里面所提到的并且呢他所提这句话的时候的语境是一个怎样的状态
We cannot accept such statements just because somebody said somebody said somebody said
对我们能够不能够因为某人说了或者某人说了另外有一个人说了然后呢就能去相信这样的一种陈述
and there's often contradictory statements in the Shastras as well
但是呢在这个经典里面呢也经常会有一些自相矛盾的说法
and even contradictory statements from the Guru sometimes
而且有的时候呢 Guru 们也会说一些自相矛盾的话
So you have to take everything in total and then and in context.
那么所以说呢我们就必须要这个纵观全局的去并且呢在这个就是那个特定的那个语境下去理解这个话说出来的意思到底是什么。
Yeah, I think it's, you know, a warm shower is not as dangerous as constantly, wholly negative thoughts about yourself or others. That's much more dangerous.
Sorry, it's a warm showers. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. 就是我觉得就是说是这个洗热水澡跟你一直都对其他的人有一些负面的想法来比的话，其实对别人一直有这种负面的这种想法要更加的危险。
Yeah, attachment to bodily comfort is not as strong as attachment to the illusion we have of ourselves as existing separate from Krishna.
那么这个依附于身体上的一些舒适与就是我们对于自己的真正身份的这种这个身体上的认同的这种虚幻来相比是不如它严重的。
Sometimes our austerities are actually motivated by our false ego.
那有的时候呢，我们的这个我们所从事的这些苦行是由我们的这个假我所促使的。
We get a false sense of security. We get a false sense of superiority.
因为这样的话，我们就会有一种假的一种安全感，以及假的一种优越感。
Right, I can take a cold shower and you can't, even in the winter.
我可以洗冷水澡，可是你洗不了。即便在冬天，我也能洗。
I take cold showers, and I'm so austere, but at the same time, I think of women all day long.
那么我可以洗一个冷水澡，所以呢，你看我能够做这么大的苦行，但与此同时，在一整天里面，我脑子里面琢磨的都是女人。
Yeah, so we have to be very balanced and sober.
所以说呢，我们必须要让自己具有冷静的这种心态，而且呢，也要让自己处在一种平衡的状态。
Right, during the freezing winter, warm shower is not such a bad thing.
在这个非常寒冷的这个冬天，洗个热水澡不是一件什么坏事儿。
I don't think it will affect your bhakti in any way.
而且呢，我也不认为洗个热水澡就会影响你的 bhakti 了。
However, going around thinking, you know, I can instruct everyone, that's not very favorable for bhakti.
但是呢，如果要是我们一直在想着我可以给别人各种各样的这种训示的话，这个对于我们的 bhakti 可没什么益处。
Anyway, such a statement like that I've never seen in Shastra, but even if it is there, I would like to see it.And then you have to understand the context.
反正无论如何呢，就像这样的这种陈述呢，我在经典里面从来也没有见到过。如果要是有的话呢，那也请您指给我看一看。但是即便是有的话，我们也应该从他所出的这个语境里面去理解它。
Yeah. Anything else?
There are two more questions.
We've gone over time. So we'll have to hold those over till next week because I know Sati, Mataji has to go, and I actually have to go too, and you probably do too.
咱们现在呢还有两个问题，因为这个时间已经过点了。然后呢，萨提曼吉咕噜，大家呢都还有一些其他的事情要做，所以说呢，这两个问题呢留着下一周的时候再回答。
But I really appreciate all your questions.
但是呢，我非常非常的感激和赞赏大家的问题。
So keep them coming.
所以说呢，就是我们留着这些问题到下一周。
And I thank you all for being present today.
而且呢，也非常感谢大家今天的参与。
And Donna Kaylee, it was so nice to have you translating after a long, dry spell.
Well, it's my great pleasure. The mercy from the devotees. Thank you, Maharaj.
And thank you, Sati Mataji, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, and we'll be together again next week.
然后非常感谢 Sati Mataji, 所有的荣耀都归于 Srila Prabhupada. 我们下一周的时候呢再见。So there were three questions more. There were one more here. So for next week.
Okay. Next week we'll get to it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol. 外观塔之音服务员聆听。那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常感谢 Satya Deva 跑步为我们的精彩讲述和对所有的问题的耐心的解答。谢谢 Satya Mataji 为我们安排的这个平台。感恩所有的奉献者的聆听。祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的周六。Hare Krishna.